Hey everybody, yes, welcome back to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Jason Rothman. As always, I'm joined by the great Chris Schaefer. Chris!
Hello, Jason. Jason, welcome back. I was recently celebrating my ninth year of self-employment, freelancing from my home, doing what I love, and someone asked me, what did you wish you knew? And Jason, I know you know what the answer is, but I'm just going to say it on air here. My answer was, I wish I knew Jason Rothman 9 years ago when he was in the infancy of AdWords, when he didn't even know what it was. And I wish I would have snapped him up and got the world's greatest AdWords manager working for me. That's what I wish my 9 year younger self would have known back then. So that's what I'm celebrating. Happy 9 years of self-employment to me.
I wonder what the odds are you make it to year 10. It's got to be 100%. If a small business makes it, yeah, it's probably 95%.
The chances of me making it to 10 years was like 10% chance or something like that. But from 9 to 10, I think it's pretty good. But thanks for the vote of confidence there. Ouch. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You just keep talking about this food truck every week, like behind the scenes. And I'm wondering like when you're going full time with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I have this new idea for a sandwich in a shoe, which is you just cook the meat and the cheese and everything right in the shoe. And that way it's easily packaged. They can just put the shoe on and they have the sandwich anytime they want. It's a great idea.
Chris, in all seriousness, what do you eat for lunch usually?
Tuna and goldfish.
Wow. Okay.
Just tuna out of a bowl with some relish.
Just tuna.
And mayonnaise and then goldfish. I like goldfish.
And what's a usual dinner for you?
Meat and bread. I guess, like chicken.
Vegetables?
Oh, yeah, vegetables, sure.
Nice. Yeah. Who does the cooking?
Oh, my wife. I'm not a cooker.
Okay.
I consider that very important. I love to eat at home, and I love my wife's cooking, so it's important to me. Yeah.
Should I get into the AdWords topics now?
Yeah, we should. We should. That's enough about me. Really personal. Enough. This is not the Chris show. This is the show about, for you guys out there, that have budgets that you don't think can compete, right? Budgets that are small compared to other budgets, what you think doesn't work. Jason, what budget would you say is just impossible to run on AdWords?
Impossible?
Yeah.
Impossible? I would say if you're going to come at it in any kind of like the service industries we work with, movers, lawyers, plumbers, roofers, B2B software company, you know, whatever. If you're going to come at it with $100, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
That's kind of my, what are we doing here? But I mean, if you can go up to $500 a month, which is on business days, I think $25 a day, you know, we can work with that. Let's do something with that. What's your threshold?
Yeah. $500? I've run plenty of campaigns that are $100. I think I still do a few now, but $100's difficult. It's not really going to get a whole lot of traffic. Not really going to be a whole lot of things that you can really measure. But I'd say $300 is nice because then you can get, you know, $10 a day every day.
Yeah, depending on the industry, 2-3 clicks a day.
Yeah, you know, so it depends on the metric. If you're a locksmith and you want to spend $300 a month, do flyers. Try printing flyers. That'll fit your budget. But before we get started, Schnizzy.
Don't get in trouble here, Chris.
Says, great podcast. He says, yes, 5 stars. OMG the banter. This is hilarious. It's like the man show meets AdWords. Great education. I love that. The Man Show. Did you ever watch
that? He could say The Man Show, Chris, but when I look at you, I honestly think this is America's Top Model meets AdWords.
I wore an extra tight black shirt
today.
The
reason women watch the show. Oh, Chris Schaefer and that hair. That spiky hair, that black shirt, those bulging muscles coming out of that t-shirt.
Okay,
and the white earphones. Chris, the black on white right now with that fresh haircut and that fresh shave, you look like a guru.
Jason,
you look like a guru.
We're getting into questionable territory here. We're talking about budgets, not bulging. Okay.
All right, let's talk about budgets and the reason I wanted to do this episode, Chris. I talked to a straight up loser yesterday.
Uh-oh.
A freaking loser. So, dude calls me up, tries to take up some of my time, and wants to know about AdWords. Like, hey, can I run this for my company? We've looked at it. We're trying it, blah, blah, blah. And he just had this approach to AdWords in his market. Like, we're not a top dog. We can never compete with those big guys on AdWords. Our heart's not in it. We just want to run it until our SEO starts working. And as soon as he said that, I just lost all interest in trying to sign him up as a client because people don't change. I moved on. So I just, we hung up quickly after that. But I thought to myself, what a loser. Like, when you look at AdWords and you look at how many companies are on there, the beauty of it, where people are searching for exactly what you offer, and then to just think you can't do it because big advertisers in your town also are on there, how dead inside are you? Yeah. You're not thinking about things. Like, yeah, maybe there are big advertisers, but I'm still going to be able to spend my $500. Does that just disappear? Or do I get clicks from people searching for exactly what I offer? So it was that loser attitude of not even trying if you're small that prompted me to be like, Chris, let's do this. Let's tell people how to get it done with that first $500 a month budget.
Yeah. Google is so big and there's so many people using it every day. Small businesses certainly can be overwhelmed, especially if you do a search and you see five people advertising on that keyword. The fact of it is, what you don't know is that the keyword you searched is probably not a good keyword. And if you target it the right way, at the right time of day, with the right landing page, $3 spent is just as good as $3 spent out of 3,000, right? If you only have a few dollars to spend a day, that one click can be just as valuable as the 300 clicks that you could get for a huge budget. So you may be getting a small piece of the pie, but it's the same piece of the pie. You're still getting qualified traffic one piece at a time. It's just a slower rate. So I think the first thing I have to say about overall strategy is that this is a long-term thing. Do not start a campaign with a low budget under 500 and expect quick results. This is a long-term strategy. You know, you can spend $300 a month, but expect to do that over the next 6 to 12 to 24 months. You know, this is the kind of thing that it doesn't happen from week one to week two.
Right. And, you know, something's ringing in my head here, Chris. When we interviewed Jacob Basgar, the CEO of Disruptive, he had a nice way of thinking about AdWords profitability. It's buying customers off the shelf. So if you can only buy $300 to $500 worth of customers off the shelf at a profitable rate, still buy them. And so this small budget, like you're saying, it should just become part of your marketing strategy. Month after month, get on AdWords, start getting good results. As your business grows, you can start buying more customers and spending more money. But there's no reason not to start buying small. So Chris, my take on the overall strategy is that since you are dealing with a small budget, you've got to make the most of that budget. And my approach to making the most of the budget, it's almost a gift when you get a small budget, is to show up as low as possible, get as cheap a cost per click as possible, so you can get as many clicks and leads for that small budget. And that's the strategy. And see how low and how cheap you can get away with. That is how I approach small budgets.
I love that you said it's a gift with a small budget, because this may surprise our listeners, but if a client asks me, you know, Chris, should I spend $3,000 or $30,000? Now, management fees, all of that aside, I would rather work with $3,000 rather than $30,000, because with $30,000, I'm going to throw tons of stuff at the wall and see what works. And it hurts to see thousands and thousands of dollars be spent a day and to not see good results come through. To throw some keywords at a campaign and just see, you know, like, okay, only half of those worked. There's a lot of wasted spin. There's, you know, there's a display campaign going. There's all this other stuff. With a $3,000 budget, I might have to really make critical decisions about, is this important? I can't really do a national campaign. Let's pick the most profitable states, right, or cities that work for you. And then suddenly we end up getting really good results for that $3,000 compared to the $30,000, which gets tons of traffic and might get worse results, or maybe the same, but the fact is they just spent 10 times more. So
right.
I love that you were totally honest with the fact that small budgets really make an AdWords manager work harder. The goal is much more refined. And I've been doing some archery lately. Jason, if I were to practice archery, what's the best way to do it? Is to shoot at a small target, not a massive, huge target on the side of a wall, right?
Right.
So, and that's the idea with, you know, small budgets. You have to make decisions. And that's what we're going to cover today. We're going to talk about what decisions do you need to make in order to make a small budget work in AdWords.
Right. Now, what decisions do we have to make and what are our decisions on those decisions? Well, let's just break down an AdWords account here, Chris. Start off with the settings. We know our budget. Settings include things like ad schedule and location. My approach to those things, and also languages, Talked about that with Walt an episode a few weeks ago. My goal is to show up on as many auctions as I can on quality keywords. So how do we show up on more auctions? We show up more of the time. We run, if possible, 24/7 or the longest business hours possible for focus on phone calls. How do we show up on more auctions? We expand our location to the absolute widest area we can profitably provide the service in. And my theory is that the more auctions you show up on, the more times your ads will show in those low positions. And even if you have a really low click-through rate, because you're in those low positions, because you're bidding low, the more auctions you show up on, the more chance you have at getting clicks in those low positions and spending your full budget.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Percentile-wise, if you only show a couple of times in high positions, you end up getting one click. And let's say you have a 5% conversion rate, you're going to have to get a lot of those really highly expensive clicks in order to get a conversion. But if you are bidding at a fraction of the rate, you can get a whole lot more traffic. Say you still have a 5% conversion rate, you're going to get more per dollar spent in conversions than you would at a high bid. So absolutely, I think a wider reach, lower bids is a good approach in most cases. You know, and now this is all subjective to the industry that you're in. Maybe some people say, well, I really can't service people outside of a 10-mile radius. You know, so this is all relative to what works for you. But in most cases, a wider reach, you know, as wide as you possibly can. And keep in mind, this is one thing I always have to remind people. People search from work. A lot of people right. commute. And if people are commuting, they're outside of that 10-mile radius. They might be 30 miles away. So keep in mind that when you're doing these campaigns, you need to make sure that you include commute ranges for some of these right. things.
Now, Chris, couple more setting things I'm going to do. I would start with manual bids just because we don't have a lot of budget. We can't let things get out of hand outside of our control. So I'm going to start with manual bids. If we go too low, we can always just change a couple bids and go higher. But I like having the control there. And then, Chris, I like the accelerated in terms of when they show your ads, like evenly throughout the day to manage your budget, or accelerated. I want to get accelerated and see just how many auctions I can show up on with a cheap low cost per click and spend that full budget. So I like getting that data and knowing really what the opportunity is there.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about that one. If you have restricted business hour times when your ads are showing, if you're set for 24/7, I would say don't go with the accelerated spend. I'd say keep it with standard. But if you have an 8-to-5 ad schedule, then
right.
okay, I think that works. I think accelerated would work well. You've already set your maximum hours that you're going to show. So I think that works.
Right.
All right, so next we're going to move to ad groups and keywords. Jason, I know you have some thoughts on framing that.
I think there's two ways to go here, and I really lean in just one direction, but I think there's two approaches to this. The first approach is when people hear low cost per click, a lot of people are going to start thinking about low quality, broad keywords, and just seeing what you can get away with. That's one approach to show up on a lot of higher in the funnel stuff, get cheaper cost per clicks on some lower quality keywords, and just see if those bring in the conversions. The other approach is to just go for your highest quality stuff, and that would be my approach.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what I'm geared to. If I only have $500, I just want to spend it on, for a moving company, movers near me, super profitable moves like office movers, office moving companies. And I don't want to really just put in broad match modified movers or moving companies and see what happens. Well, we don't have a lot of budget here to work with.
Yeah. And I agree with you. Maybe there's a place for people to try higher funnel stuff, but just to put a picture with what we're talking about, let's say you're a dentist and you don't have a lot of money and you want to try some cheaper keywords, you might be tempted to do something like tooth pain or bleeding gums or bad breath.
You're making me sick right now.
I mean,
I'm having PTSD on these conversations with clients. That's not the way search works. Ah!
Don't be tempted. The strategy on this is you are so easily going to step on a landmine and spend tons of completely useless money. Come on. You're only willing to spend, you know, less than 500. At least make that 500 worth it. Don't take, here's 500. I'm just going to throw it away on tooth pain. You know, I mean, that's just silly. So I think, Jason, you're right. Okay. There is some, you could try it, but I'd say leave it to a professional to try and sort what's worth risking your budget on, but instead go after the core keywords is how I would call it. The stuff, you know, if you're a dentist, you know, local dentist, you know,
right.
Teeth cleaning services near me. I mean, these are the kind of things that would work well and they would bring the right kind of traffic.
To paint a picture, Chris, I mean, just picture, you know, the sales funnel, deeper is more valuable, those kind of near me services, searches, higher in the funnel, the highest, tooth pain. Your budget, like it fills it up like a thermometer. Like if you only have $500, you can only start at the deepest, most valuable point of the funnel and go up a little bit.
Oh, I like
and
that.
And then if you have more budget, you can get into like dentist offices. And then you have more and more budget and you're running out of ways to spend things, tooth pain, toothache, stuff like that, highest in the funnel. Mm. Another point here, Chris, people might push back and say, okay, yeah, you want to start deep in the funnel, but those are the most valuable keywords. You're not going to get clicks on these super valuable bid up keywords. And I've just got to push back against people and tell you, hey, people do click on ads in position 3, 4, and 5, even at the bottom of the page. It happens. Chris, you and I both have keywords that have average positions 3s, 4s, 5s.
Yep.
They still get clicks every month.
Absolutely.
So that's why you want to show up on as many auctions as possible on those high quality searches and give yourself a chance to get those clicks that do happen in positions 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. When there's enough traffic, as long as you're not, you know, going after just exact keywords, you only get a couple of impressions a day on these things. You're going after something that has a decent volume, then you're going to get clicks. It's definitely going to happen. And believe me, Jason, I built an automotive repair shop campaign just the other day, and he has an 8-mile radius that we're working on. And, you know, I'm really trying to stretch to find things and things that I just didn't think were going to get clicks and searches. It's happening. To go to the very top of what I talked about, it's a long-term thing. This is not a day-by-day or week-by-week thing. This is a month-by-month thing.
Right. Now, moving on from keywords and ad groups into ads. My main point here with ads, Chris, is that, at least for me, the focus with ads and data about ads is usually on click-through rate. Like, we're all trained to focus on ads that get a great click-through rate and really try to A-B test those and get even a better click-through rate, because click-through rate influences quality score, cost per click, all that. But here's the deal. If you have a small budget, it doesn't matter if you have a good click-through rate. You got to go with the ad copy that's actually bringing in leads. That's my approach when you have a super small budget. So I'm going to prioritize the cost per lead and the ability to get leads with the conversion rate on my ad copy performance. I'm going to prioritize the ability to get leads above just a high click-through rate. I'm not going to be that impressed if I'm getting a high click-through rate because I only have a small budget. I've got to get some leads in the door. So that's how I think about ads with a super small budget.
Yeah, I agree with you there. That could be a topic all by itself, honestly.
Yep.
I see a lot of really small minutia details that we could discuss there, but we won't go there today.
Like focusing on calls to action.
Jason just laid out a very simple thing, but it has a ton behind the door that he's not going into. So we'll just leave it at that. So we talked about bids. I think that's the next point that you have here is bids. We've talked about how we want to try and keep things low.
So what's your point on bids? Just start as low as possible, see what you can get away with. Or do you start high and move down?
I think we should contrast it with our series on how to build an AdWords campaign. When we built a dentist campaign, Jason, with a $2,000 or $3,000 budget, which is quite a bit over what we're talking about now, what we did is we talked about putting, what did we say, like $10, $12 bids on some of these keywords, maybe in the 15s even. So to contrast it to what we talked about when just building a campaign with plenty of budget, I think it's going to be the exact opposite. You need to ignore the warning on your keywords that says this does not meet minimum first page bid. Thanks, Google, but that's not my priority right now. Right now, I need to just sample the water and see what I can get with these keywords. I don't need to try and be on first page for everything. Let me just briefly say that warning is based on the lowest common denominator of the entire search impression share that you have. So let's say there's 100 searches out there and 99 of them, you are enough to get on the first page. On the 100th one, there's one out of those 100 that you are not bid high enough to get a rank to show up on first page, it's going to show you that warning, okay? That's good to know because sometimes, oh, I'm not high enough, but I'm still getting some impressions here, but I'm not high enough. I need to bid up. Keep in mind, right, any amount of impressions that won't show you on the first page, it'll show that warning on that keyword. So don't let it freak you out. I see that on plenty of my keywords that perform very well. Sometimes even have like a 2.3 average position, and they still are warning me, oh, this isn't high enough to show on the first page. Cool it, Google.
Yeah. Chris, it takes a lot of discipline to go with low bids and have a day where some of your keywords don't get any clicks and see those notifications. But I think definitely you got to start low. And I think for a dental campaign, Chris, if we're talking $12 to $15 when we built it out, for a campaign like this where we've had 500 and we're going with the low bid strategy, I think I would start bids at like $7 and see what happened that first day.
$7? Bids? At $7? Are you kidding me? That's so high. I was thinking like $2.
Oh, too high. Okay.
$2. Like $2, okay. I'm going with like $2. This is a long term.
Race to the bottom here.
Well, what industry are we in? We're talking about dentists.
You are a cheapskate, dude. Well, you come think on. You're going to get $2 clicks? I just don't think.
Is this a dentist we're talking about?
A dentist.
Okay,
yeah,
so this is a dentist. So 300. So we're going to get about 20 days in the month. That gives us about $15 a day. A $7 bid, maybe we.
Say 500. Say 500.
Okay, 500. So we change it to 500.
Business days, 20 business 20, days.
So
month,
that's 25
a day.
Okay. $500.
I mean, three to four clicks, you know, 3 to 4 clicks a day. But here's the thing, Chris, if I do spend that $25 a day, 2 days in a row, I'll go lower.
Okay.
That was just my starting point. I'm not happy with that, but I just want to see if I can get something for $7.
Even between two guys that agree on 90% of everything, I think this is just a good example of make your own decisions and what works for you. Because there's no wrong answer when it comes to bids. If you're in it for the long haul, you know, to try it for several months, for a year, then just put something on there and let it sit for a little bit. Don't go too high. You don't want to over push this and overspend and get 10% in search impression share, but let it sit and see how it does.
I think there's two approaches. The goal we both have is get the lowest click possible and still spend the full budget, lowest cost per click. The way you're approaching it is to start from the bottom and go up. And the way I just would approach it is to start maybe higher and go down.
Yeah, go down.
Because I like getting the data, but I see
what
you're
saying. I'm assuming this client isn't going to email me in a week and ask how things are going. They're going to email me in 2 months and see how things are going. That's the time frame I'm thinking of. But normal freak out Joe, okay. If he's normal freak out Joe and he's going
to... Yeah, why didn't I get any clicks?
Yeah, I didn't get... My business is going to fail and blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm going to go with $7. You're right.
Right.
Yeah. It seems like all the clients I get nowadays are crazy freak out Joe. But anyway.
Now, Chris, yeah, the last strategy here, remarketing.
I think, Jason, if all of this is just like, you know, I can't afford it. I do AC repair and the costs are like $30 a click for these things. Yeah. I just can't afford this. Jason, if an AC repair company had $300 to spend a month, I'd say, great. We have a wonderful way for you to spend money on AdWords that will generate qualified leads for you. And it's remarketing. Let's say you get thousands of visitors a day and you know you want to show them ads after they visited your site. And you can show thousands of impressions a day to all these people. And then suddenly, you know, you're able to generate leads because people are seeing your ads again. And this is something that can cost, you know, $5, $10 a day, which is perfect for $300 a month.
Remarketing really is a place to start with a super small budget. It's a beautiful thing. Now, Chris, I've talked about my remarketing campaigns in the past and how they work so well for me. So I just want to give some numbers here to show people how much you really can get done with a small budget. These are real numbers. Last 30 days.
Drum roll.
One of my remarketing campaigns for my own business.
Let's hear it. I mean, this
for
is
my own this business. This is my money.
Stuff here. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
$329 spent.
Small. Golf clap. Thank you for contributing to the economy.
Average cost per click. You might have a heart attack, but $2.
That's not,
okay. I'm aggressive. I'm aggressive
sure.
on the market.
Yeah, I'd say $3 is pretty aggressive. So yeah, you're probably around the $3 mark.
It's gotten me 157 clicks, visits to my website.
Wow, that's,
And here's what I love. Over 102,000 impressions.
Mm.
So in the last 30 days, I was able to spend $329 one night at the movies. I love when people say that about a small amount of money. Maybe it's a little more than
that's
that.
That's a big night at the movies. Would you buy a theater? Gosh.
A lot of popcorn. 472 pounds. Chris, my mug, because I have these, because what are we doing remarketing for? Uh-huh. We want to brand ourselves. So it's a picture of me and my logo, which is my face, was seen over 102,000 times, Chris, from people that have been to my website recently. I mean, I think that's a valuable thing for Jason, $329.
You paid less than a third of a cent for every impression that you got. Wow. Imagine getting that kind of rate for a billboard from only people that have been to your website before. Try and get that from a television show or a billboard. I mean, it's impossible. I want to show my ad, but only at a third of a cent, only to people that have been to my website. It just, it's impossible at that rate. You just can't do it.
And now here's where it gets better, Chris. Now, number one, remarketing works because it's remarketing. Like, it blows you up in people's minds. It's happened to me when I see agencies remarket to me. I start thinking like they're the coolest thing ever, like the biggest thing ever. I'm like, man, these guys are everywhere. And I know what's going on, Chris. I know what's going on with remarketing. I know that you don't have to be that big to remarket and appear big, but it still does that trick in your mind. So it works.
I keep seeing this guy's face. He's everywhere. Yeah, it's amazing. He's like super
famous. I got a call this week. Man, you keep following me around. I figured I might as well just call you.
There you get go. It over with. I love that. Yeah.
So it works for the branding and impressions. Again, $329. But here's where it gets really interesting, Chris. I got 4 direct lead form fills on my website, and I got 5 view-through lead form fills. Mm. I mean, we're talking 9 leads here that came from part of the remarketing campaign. Dude, for $329, we're talking great marketing here.
Yeah.
We're talking profitable. And so again, if you only have that $300 to $500, get started on remarketing.
Yeah. Ignore everything about the first of this. Just do remarketing and you'll realize, wow, I keep hearing people talk about all these, you know, see my ads all over the place. Or, you know, I keep getting these calls from people. Hey, I came to your website 3 months ago and I saw your ad again. I'd like to give you a call. I mean, you'll hear things like that. It's wonderful. So small budgets, Jason said it himself, small budgets are ideal to bulked up, high spend, high energy campaigns that just end up paying for Google's next auto driving car, and they work better.
We get to do our thing. That's what we like about them, is we get to make things as tuned in and as high performing as possible because we only have a little bit to work with.
Yeah.
So that's why they're fun to talk about and fun to do. We hope this episode helped you guys. Now, Chris, I got to admit something here. Are you working hard into this new year? Because you look really well rested. Sometimes you have these weeks where you're like, you're stressed. You've had 1,000 phone calls. But today you are just looking like you're on vacation, well rested, great skin. How great are things going for Chris Schaefer in this new year?
Yeah, right now I am enjoying a wonderful walk through the snow as you guys are listening to this podcast. Wow. So yes, I'm doing very well. And so Jason's going to essentially end the podcast where we started it with a talk show about Chris, which is not what I like to do. So I'm going to end it and say thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thank you for the likes on YouTube. Thank you for the reviews on iTunes. Jason has left the building. We will catch you guys next week.